question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back, coming to you live on remote from Water's Edge Resort and Spa. This is a beachfront Preferred Hotels and Resorts aligned property located on the shoreline of Southern Connecticut. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. We appreciate you joining us for today's broadcast. In a moment, you're going to be hearing from the hotel manager, Steve Jarzabek. You heard me mention that last segment, who's already here, ready to go with the mic. But first, a quick word that this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
That's right, it is. Travel insurance is important. It's just like having quality luggage, a valid passport, and a good itinerary. Those are all important for your travels, and we've been encouraging it for years. You really just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations, and rather than putting your investment or your well-being at risk, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it gives you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, it really does. When you think about what travel can cost, the value of your time and possessions, and the expense you're facing, if or when something goes awry, it's literally cents on the dollar, folks, and it provides peace of mind. So whatever level or type of protection you choose for your travels, get covered at TravelGuard.com. As always, you'll find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's welcome Steve Jarzabek to America's number one travel radio show. He is the hotel manager of this delightful Water's Edge Resort.
Yes, he is. So, Steve, you've had a great week here so far. I know you've had a pretty good summer overall. So as you say hello to all of our listeners tuned in on the 430-plus weekly stations across the nation, help us paint a picture right now, if you can, about what you offer travelers here.
Yeah, well, first, thanks for coming and staying with us and being part of this broadcast. We really appreciate you guys being on property, and the view speaks for itself, but I guess on radio it doesn't, so I'll try my best to
yes,
paint a picture for us. But
this
the stunning views of Long Island Sound, I mean, it's a little hazy today, but on a clear day we can see Long Island out there, and we have Salt Island, which is just right off the property, and I know you mentioned you saw some guests actually make the migration out there at low tide.
Yeah, walk out there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a special place here, and we have a lot of great gardens that we're nestled in right now out here at the Sunset Bar and Grill. It's just a special, special place.
And I would tell you right now, here we are on the 26th of September, and I mean, it has been in the mid-70s all week.
I mean, it's a little hazy, but it's beautiful temperature.
I had our older son got up here yesterday, and he said to me, Dad, you look like you've been in the Caribbean, because, you know, I've got a good tan. But it's really been beautiful, and it's, you know, we're very fortunate.
Now we know that that island has a name, Salt Island.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Salt
Steve,
Island.
Steve, I might try that after the show today if the tide is going to cooperate. So 2020, Steve, let's be honest, right? It's been a challenging year in the hospitality industry, certainly. But Connecticut has done a very good job and has really, we've lowered our coronavirus rates of infection. And I'm sure that that's helped you have a good summer. So I'd like to know how you pivoted your operations here at the property.
Yeah, it was quick having to pivot from a lot of social, a lot of weddings that had to get canceled this summer and are postponed. So we switched a lot to our transient market and a lot of leisure guests, and people wanted to get out of the city. We're like we'd said at the beginning, we're about 2 hours from New York, so people like to come just that short trip, and yeah. You feel like you're in a different country sometimes. A lot of guests this summer mentioned that they were planning to go to the Caribbean, and when they came here, they said, I feel like I'm at the Caribbean, or I feel like I'm on the Mexican Riviera. So it's a really great place to extend to, and so we reached out to Westchester County in New York and really tried to bring those folks who were locked up for quite a few months, just like we were, you know, the experience to get out of their house and get some green space and some fresh sea salt air.
Right. And two pools, outdoor pool, indoor pool.
Correct. Yeah. I know you've
outdoor
been doing the laps.
Outdoor pool reaches right out to the water. It's
absolutely
beautiful.
We actually have some members of our team that, you know, they haven't really believed that when I said, you know, like 8 or 9 in the morning, we've been going to the beach and going to the pool. They're like, wait a second, I got the heat on in the house. How's that possible? And Steve, it's been a great week so far. So
It has been. Yeah, we've had great weather this September. And September is always my favorite month.
Yeah,
you know, the crowds come down a little bit around the resort.
When our kids were younger, it was our favorite time to travel. And right now, though, I obviously want to extend that. But I want to ask you this, you know, about this part of Connecticut. You know, we're, as I said when I started the show, we're about 2 hours north of New York City right now. We're about 2 hours south of Boston, an hour or so from Providence. The big sub base in Groton and even the Seaport Village up in Mystic, we're going to be talking about that next hour. You know, they're within a half an hour or less. I share that because we didn't know a lot about this property before coming here. It truly is a gem of a place. If you were coming up Route 1 and didn't know it was here, nothing would draw you in. I mean, you know, it's just because you would say, all right, well, it's an inn or something, whatever, or a resort, because you're sat on the water the way it's built. So I know you mentioned, you know, some of the other folks that you're trying to bring in now, New York, Westchester, but this is a national show. Where do you get people generally during, we can talk coronavirus time, we can talk about non-pandemic time, but where do you get most people from? Is it New York, Boston, Providence, or do you get a larger mix of travelers from other areas?
traditionally, it's been drive market for us. We don't see a lot of guests flying to us. We do get some international travel in the summer. People who want to take in all of New England, we're part of their New England swing, and they stay with us, then head to Boston, maybe Massachusetts or Maine afterwards. But a lot of drive market for us typically has been in New Jersey, has kind of been expansion for us, and Pennsylvania. Sure. As people now, especially with fear of flying, people are looking to drive a little further. So we're seeing a little bit of extension into like I said, Pennsylvania and Maryland.
Well, Steve, let me just point out, first look around, you were correct. I can barely see now. The haze is burning off. I need my sunglasses.
Yeah, by the time we're done at noon,
it's literally
shining
right sunglasses. Now. This is obviously, it's a gorgeous location for weddings. We know you do a lot of weddings. We're going to get to that at the top of next hour. But you have a well-respected spa here as well. So talk to us about how much of your business is in that spa.
Yeah, we do a lot of business up in the spa. I actually started here working in the spa, running it up there, and it's part of a vacation, I think, is, you know, taking care of yourself and, you know, relaxing, especially like I said, we're drive market. So if you spend 5 hours in the car driving here, you're going to be a little cramped up. Getting a massage mm-hmm. is going to be a part of that experience, staying here with us for a couple days. And, you know, it's just it's a world away up there. It's on our second floor of the hotel. And I always joke, you said we have a lot of weddings. So when weddings are going on, there's a lot of hustle and bustle in the lobby. And on the second floor, it's so peaceful. It's like they're in a whole other resort just getting up to the second floor.
Yeah.
It's beautiful up there.
And it's big for conferences, too.
Yes.
That's the other thing. I mean, we've been in the boardroom. We've been in a couple of the other rooms that you have here. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the operations overall, because a few weeks ago, we actually had Ryan Huff on from Vail Resorts. We were previewing what's coming up in the ski season. And he mentioned, I didn't really give this a lot of thought. I followed it a little bit, but until you get into it, you know, there's so many things to think about what's going on right now. He mentioned they're having challenges with staffing because of visa restrictions. And, you know, they're having to hire more locally. So I'm curious, during the pandemic right now, have you had any issues finding or keeping staff? Clearly, you have a lot of people here we've seen all week. But, you know, how's that going for you? What's the outlook coming up now for the fall, since we're into that, and even the upcoming holiday season?
Yeah, it was a little challenging to get people back. There's always fear of coming to work with coronavirus, but we did a pretty good job. You know, we could have had a few more people maybe, but I think everyone just worked a little harder this summer for us. It was, a lot more work for all of our staff, but I think they really enjoyed it after having been stuck home for a few months. They looked forward to coming back. They looked forward to the summer season. And now looking forward to the fall, we're looking, the governor just yesterday announced in Connecticut that we could have a little bit more expansion of our indoor events up to 100 guests.
I did see that. October 8th, I think that starts,
October
right?
8th, yeah. So that's going to be really good for us. That will allow us to have more staff involved, because we will do more events, and hopefully some businesses and some people will be having anniversary parties and things like that, birthdays here with us, mm-hmm. and we can utilize those ballrooms a little more for them.
Yeah, okay. We got a wonderful, you can hear the wind a little bit. It's just beautiful. We had a wonderful greeting when we checked in from Chris. He had the door open. We all had our masks on. We were walking in. He had his mask on, but we were all talking, and he was just on that note, so thrilled to be welcoming people to the resort. So nice to see.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all in the hospitality industry because we like meeting new people, and not being able to do that for so many months was really difficult for us. So we're very happy to see that people were confident enough with the resort to come back and visit us.
Yeah.
And like you said, with those protocols in place to keep us all safe.
Have you found, for the most part, people have been respectful of that? I mean, I'm sure you always have, again, the few bad apples here and there, but has it been overall?
Of course, yeah, there's always a few bad apples, but overall, like you said, I think what your experience has been typical of what most of our guests have had, that people are respectful, people, keep their distance from one another, but they still want that social aspect that, you know, they can still sit distance like we are here, but still be able to have a conversation.
So, Steve, as we've traveled around and talked to locals this week in the area, there is such an evident affection and pride for this property and the community. People are really proud to be in this community and have this property here. So I can tell it's important to the local people. You're a Connecticut native. You joined the resort initially as the spa director, as you said, which led to the promotion to hotel manager. So I'm curious, what is it that you enjoy about the Water's Edge Resort and your role here as the GM?
Well, I like the four seasons. I mean, I guess as a New England native, that's something you really always look forward to, is the changing of the seasons. And then also that for here, it changes what we do each season. So, you know, we have our wedding season, we have our corporate seasons, we have our holiday seasons. And I really like just the change that we see all the time. We're not kind of a pigeonholed resort where we do the same thing all the time. We're always changing what we do. And I like that. I like the freedom here. We did a lot of different things, tribute shows and comedy shows, and we're always trying to find new ways to entertain our guests.
And New England's beautiful at Christmas time. I bet it's gorgeous here.
Well, it's a different flavor. We were surprised. We do a lot of different remotes with the show, and, you know, sometimes sometimes, you know, we say all the time, I know Rudy says it a lot, sometimes there are gems right under your nose in your own backyard. You don't even know it. So, Steve, we really appreciate you joining us. Next hour, we're going to have you come back. We're going to have our older son, Nicholas, here, along with Rudy. We're going to do a wine tasting. So we appreciate it. Thank you very much for the hospitality. And, folks, as we pause for a quick sponsors break, a reminder that we archive every hour of the national broadcast once it airs across our network on our website at rmworldtravel.com. We are going to have Bobby, Patchy, and Rudy for segment three. RJ is coming up in about 10 minutes with the open road. And then he's actually back at RM World Travel Central. Mary and I will be back with you with more from the Water's Edge Resort and Spa this hour and next. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.